Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Fall is just around the corner and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Looking forward to this afternoon tilt this weekend between 19th-ranked Colorado with Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders going up against 10th-ranked Oregon with Dan Lanning and also Bo Nix. And now joining us is the second-year head football coach of the Oregon Ducks, and that's Dan Lanning. Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for it. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. We all saw the sensational season your quarterback had a year ago. To start off this year through three games, has almost 900 yards, eight touchdowns, and no interceptions. Just why has Bo been able to flourish in your program here after coming over from Auburn?
Well, priority one, he's a great player, right? He's always been a great player, but I think he really tapped into something here. He's been able to play free, but also operate really well in our system. He's kind of like having another coach on the field. So he gets us in the right play a lot, and it's fun to have a guy like that on your team.
When he elected to return for another season, what did you guys really challenge him to do to build off what he was able to do a year ago?
You know, I mean, Bo really knows the areas. Him and I sat down personally and talked about some of the things that he wants to be able to improve and attack. But honestly, we just wanted to be him, you know, and I think he felt like he had some unfinished business. Not talking really selfishly, I think from some team goals that he wanted to accomplish. So we're pretty excited when he came back and excited to see what he continues to do this season.
When you go to the initial recruiting process, clearly had to commit to you guys, but you guys also wanted him. Why was it that you said, okay, we need to go get Bo Nix?
Well, you know, I'd actually gone against Bo several times while I was there at Georgia, and he was at Auburn, and he always presented some unique challenges. But, even recruiting him early on in that process, you knew he was going to go to Auburn because, you know, the family ties there. But you get the – it's really clear what kind of person he is, what kind of player he is, the family that he comes from. So he fit all the values and traits that we were looking for in our program.
Coach Dan Lanning here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, Colorado, Oregon, this weekend on Saturday. So the talk of college football has been what Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes have been doing this year. A lot of hype comes before this game. Have you guys been handling the buildup to this one on Saturday?
Well, I'm excited. It's a lot of fun. Obviously, there wasn't near this much hype last year when we played Colorado. So I'm glad that there's a little juice. I think that makes college football exciting, and we're certainly ready to go perform in front of a lot of fans.
As a coach, what has really stood out to you when you take a look at what Coach Prime's been able to do with this team?
Well, I think he has some weapons. You know, obviously, he turned the roster over quick, and he has some good players there, guys that can play probably anywhere in the nation. And then he hired a phenomenal coaching staff. You know, I don't know if the coaching staff gets enough credit, but he puts some really good guys around him that understand what he wants to accomplish, and they do it at a really high level.
When you look at the quarterback in Shedeur Sanders, you being a defensive-minded coach, just what really jumps out to you, what he's been able to do so far, going back to last year at Jackson State and what he's been able to do through the first three games of this season?
I think he has great patience. He's able to extend plays. You know, I wouldn't consider him a scramble to run guy, but he's able to scramble and keep plays alive. And then his wideouts down the field do a phenomenal job of finding open spaces and holes. He, you know, has a lot of target shots down the field that he's able to take advantage of, and he has the athletes outside that he can get it to.
Coach, this is going to be a gauntlet this year in the Pac-12. You have eight teams in the top 25 right now, and the quarterbacks are just loaded. This got to be the toughest year to prepare, getting ready for all these quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, you don't sleep a lot during the week, which is, you know what? That's what you sign up for. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad we get to play against great teams. There's no cupcakes on our schedule. We get to go, you know, prepare every single week, and that's what's going to make it fun, especially when you enter, you know, conference play where it means a little bit more.
When did your program really start to trust you, and when did you really start to trust the players? I know this is your second go at it, your second year at Oregon, but when did you guys really start to build off that trust and things start to work very easily for you guys?
You know, I never, when I first got here, I never asked our players to trust me. I just said, hey, give me an opportunity to earn your trust, right? And if I ever prove that I'm not trustworthy, you let me know. And I think our players really responded to that from the beginning. You know, we've been really genuine in our approach and what we want to accomplish. And we have a lot of, again, like-minded players that have the same goals. We got hungry guys. We got leaders on this team. You know, and all of our goals are right in front of us, but it starts with just the next game, right? And the next practice, the next meeting. So I think our guys really approach that the right way.
I know you guys are excited for that next chapter when you move into the Big Ten. But with how good the Pac-12 has been this year, is it a little bittersweet knowing that this conference is coming to a close pretty much after this season?
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but I'll say this. I mean, every one of these games, you kind of are going to reminisce because this might be the last time you get to play a team like Colorado or the last time you get to play certain teams. So we're going to enjoy every moment. You know, it starts with enjoying today. But, yeah, it's certainly going to be a little bit different moving forward.
The problem is really with the Pac-12, you guys have such a good conference that you guys eventually inevitably beat up on one another. With how many good teams there are this year, would you hope that whoever wins the conference actually gets into the college football playoff, even if they have a few more losses than some of these other conferences?
Certainly, whoever wins this conference deserves to be in the college football playoff. There's no question, especially with caliber teams that are in this conference this year. And hopefully that's us.
Just wondering, Dan Lanning, if Coach Prime was there last year, some people have made this argument with the hype that he's brought to the conference. Do you think that would have led to a more attractive media rights deal to maybe keep this conference around?
I don't really talk in hypotheticals, you know, so it wasn't. So I really can't speak to it. But, again, I'm glad there's excitement around this game and certainly glad he's brought some excitement to college football.
Coach, I know we have a lot of people listening that know you from Georgia. Just how do you kind of reflect on what that time at Georgia meant for your coaching career?
Well, it was some of the best years of my, you know, my life and my career as far as growth as a coach, opportunity to learn. I got to be around some great guys and get to coach some, obviously, some phenomenal players. So, yeah, I'll always, you know, hold that place near and dear to my heart. It's a team that I'm always rooting for outside of us to have success. So wish those guys nothing but the best.
You know, when I look back at your journey, it wasn't that long ago that you were coaching in high school from 2008 to 2010. You had a bunch of different stops as a GA. When did you start to feel like you were going to get a moment to become a head coach, which you've now done the last two seasons with Oregon?
I never really put that part in the front of my process. You know, it was always focused on where I was at the time and doing a great job where I was at. And I knew that if I was in a place that won and I took care of business myself, the rest would kind of come. And that's really what's happened for me. I was fortunate to be around great players and great coaches that I learned from and places where I won. And when you win, and around teams that win, you know, success comes from that.
What do you take from your high school days that you still implement today?
Oh, man. I mean, you just playing football in general. You talking about a high school coach or
yeah,
a high
coaching,
school player?
Coaching.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that every moment's a teachable moment and a learnable moment, and any player will meet the standards that you set as long as you set, you know, clear standards and expectations. But I think you learn that at an early age. If you let things slide by, you know what, your players will let them slide by. But if you hold people accountable and make sure that they understand that you have their best interest at heart as well as the team's, then everybody can be successful. But coaching high school was great for me. I got to coach offense early on in high school and learned a lot from those moments.
Last thing I'll ask you, we talk about how well-rounded your football team is. I know a lot of people, when we do these national interviews, like to highlight on the quarterback and then the coach that you're going up against this week obviously makes a ton of news. But when you look at your defense, if you had to describe your defense to someone that has not seen them yet, what does your defense bring to the table this year?
I just say strength in numbers. You know, we roll a lot of players, and that's because we have a lot of guys that can play winning football. And when you have that, I think you have a chance to be successful because you talk about keys to great defense, and one of them is relentless effort, right? And you can't give relentless effort if you're playing 85 snaps a game. So we've got a bunch of guys that can go out there and create success for us, and hopefully that'll lead to us being successful on Saturday.
Well, Coach, it's a monster weekend for college football. I know a lot of eyes will be on your game up against Colorado. We appreciate you taking some time out with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Zach. Have a great one.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.